Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
The news headline from a celebrity scandal said this: celebrity sinners fail test. The one thing the public loves more than a fallen hero is a redeemed sinner. It was about a TV and movie actor who had been through rehab, got a job on a hit show, and then fallen off the wagon quite spectacularly, losing his job and girlfriend in the process, and booking himself a ticket back into rehab. The one thing the public loves more than a fallen hero is a redeemed sinner. The headline suggested that we really want him to get well and succeed. That we, in fact, love nothing more than to cheer people on as they fight against their weaknesses and failings and get back up. And I'm not commenting on that actor's life or circumstances specifically, but that idea really interests me. That we love, as the papers put it, a redeemed sinner. Because I think we do. How many movie plots follow that story? How many teary episodes of current affairs shows focus on it? And not just in situations where hardship has been forced on someone. It seems we're prepared to forgive people any mistakes they've made as they fight to turn them around. Plenty of footballers are springing to mind as examples of that. But sometimes we stop that story short when it comes to drawing close to God. We make jokes about lightning bolts hitting us if we set foot in a church, or claim we're too much of a sinner to pray to God about something. But if anyone could have a headline written about them, saying they love nothing more than a redeemed sinner, it would have to be God. Maybe you've heard the story Jesus told to describe it, the one about the man who took his inheritance early, basically indicating to his father he was dead to him, then took off and lived as hard and fast as his wealth allowed, right up until the last cent ran out. He ended up homeless and starving. And as a last resort, he planned to go and apply for a job as a servant on his dad's farm. His father was still waiting hopefully for him. And instead of berating him, he welcomed him home and threw him a party. And that, we're told, is the way God the Father responds to us. When you turn back to God, when you come home to him, he doesn't fuss over where you've been and what you've done. He welcomes you. Because we might love a redeemed sinner, as the headline put it, but God doesn't even wait that long. He loves us when we are sinners, and heaven celebrates when we turn our lives over to him. And he takes on the job of cleaning us up and changing our hearts forever. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.